each day, I feel we're improving. You know, we obviously want some more guys out here to get more, you know, get healthier and be out there. But overall, I think as an offense, we're starting to gel. You know, our run game looks pretty good. You know, pass games come along with the parts that we have. But overall, it's been a good.
How can you tell the run game is?
Well, I mean, you just see, you know, our offensive line is running. There's holes out there. I mean, black backs are just not getting touched, you know, 2 or 3 yards into the hole. And that's always good to see in no pads because, you know, the backside's always going to be cut off in the game with pads on. So it's good to see that.
Some challenges with only four receivers up. What are some of the challenges for those guys and running an offense with just four guys?
Yeah, it's a challenge for them just to be conditioned. I mean, we're really running them to death, and we're trying to take care of them. But, you know, they got to be in there as much as they can. We're trying to use two tight ends in the place of, you know, three wide receivers. And, you know, we're doing the best we can.
Compare your comfort level now to where it was this time last year with the new scheme.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot more comfortable just knowing the plays, knowing the offense. And now I can really sit back and, you know, I still evaluate the offense and what we're running, but look at the defense and apply plays. And understand what's good against which coverage, and knowing where to go with the football early.
Guys have talked about you stacking good days up. You seen it the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's always, you know, things out there that I can improve on, but overall, I feel good of how I'm throwing, making my decisions quickly, and getting the ball out is a key. And even with the missing parts, you know, I think those receivers have really stepped up and made some really good plays out there.
1,700 people here today. Talk about the fans a little bit.
No, I mean, it's amazing. You know, OTA 6, you know, a lot of times, you know, teams don't even open this up to the fans, and it's good for us to open it up, and it's good for them to return and show up, because the more they come out, I mean, it gets our blood going, it gets us excited about it, and, you know, the more we can open up practice. Yeah, I mean, Luke's done a really good job. I think he's done a great job in the offseason with his body, you know, getting stronger, a little bit more physical up there. And I just think, you know, he's an athletic tackle. He can pass block. He can, you know, get off the ball and run block. So he's an overall tackle, and obviously there's things that he can work on. But so far what I see, he's done a good job.
What are your impressions of the new D-line when you get up there and see those guys moving around a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be premier. I mean, I think they're going to be one of the top defensive lines in the league. Just we have a lot of depth there, a lot of good starters with a lot of games underneath their belt. And, you know, they're giving our offensive line a challenge, and it's a challenge each and every day, and it's great because that only pushes our guys to get better. And for me, just to get the ball out on time, and, you know, I can't just sit back there all day with them.
Been around Blake for a couple weeks now. What do you like about the way he works on it?
I just think, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you're learning a whole new offense. Then you got to say the play in the huddle. You got to get to the ball, look at the defense, know where to go with the football. But overall, he's spending the time in the mornings to come in, really learn the offense and prepare for OTA. And I think that's really helping him out, spending a lot more time in the playbook. And, you know, you can definitely see it with his reaction time out here.
What's it like throwing these young receivers building and only a few of them besides?
I think they've done a great job. You know, last year it was kind of the same thing. We were rotating receivers in and out, and we always say the next guy up. And, I mean, I think if you look at Tuesday's practice, I mean, Kerry Taylor, I think, had almost 3 or 4 touchdowns in the red zone. So he really stepped up in his opportunities. Alan Hearns has done a really good job. He's been in the system for 2 or 3 years now with Jed. And Chad Bumpus. I think all those guys are really stepping up and taking advantage of their opportunities. Yeah, I mean, yeah, just to say, I mean, every rookie, you know, has those days. It's tough. It's not easy coming out here with the speed going on. And I wouldn't say he's struggling. I just think he's just fighting through, you know, the normal rookie quarterback coming into the league. And he's done some really good things. And obviously there's things out there that, okay, just step back and look at it and make this decision, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, it's a process. Just trying to work through it. There's going to be some ups. There's going to be some downs. But being able to handle it, move on, learn from mistakes, learn from positive plays, learn from everything, and continue to get better.
Chad said you're here in the mornings, and you're really going over a lot of stuff. And when you get on the field, does that make it slow down a little bit for you?
Yeah, it definitely helps out. But, you know, you got to do it every day. You got to, and then you also got to get as many reps as possible and, you know, take each rep like it's – You know, like it, you know, it's an in-game rep. You know, you got to make the read, make the decision, and then it's key to even when you're not in the game or in practice and you're standing back behind, going through it like you were the quarterback in.
What didn't you like about Monday's practice that you went and saw Gus about it?
Yeah, you know, just not being sharp, you know, just being late on throws, missing throws, and those things are going to come. I think the biggest thing right now is to mentally get everything down. And then, you know, things that we're working on, such as footwork and stuff like that, that's going to come, you know, with practice. So continuing to work on that stuff and stay focused on what my vision is.
I feel like you were better Tuesday and today?
Yeah, definitely. You know, today we missed a couple throws. You know, it's going to happen. So, you know, continue to work on that and make the right read and, you know, give the ball and put it in the playmaker's hands.
How hard is it to establish a rhythm in the passing game when you're playing without Cecil and Lee and
right.
Yeah.
Sanders? It's crazy. But, you know, we got four guys right now that have stepped up and been awesome. You know, Terry Bump, Kerry Bump, Damien, and Allen have all been great. And, you know, it's just an opportunity for them to get reps, to go through everything, to learn more. So it's been awesome.
Does it amaze you when you look in the stands on a Friday afternoon in June and there's 2,000 people here?
Oh, it's unbelievable. The people that come and support at practice, I mean, it's unreal, you know. And then Gus always talks about connecting with the following and staying after and signing autographs and taking pictures and stuff like that. So, you know, the fans are awesome.
Does it help your preparation for the people to be there? I mean, in terms of, you know, it heightens the excitement.
Right. You know, I think you got, I mean, you definitely want to try it and go about practice every day the same, whether there's one person or 2,000. But it raises the energy definitely when there's people sitting in the stands watching and cheering you on. I mean, it makes it a little bit more of a game atmosphere.
2 weeks down, 2 weeks to go with this offseason stuff. What do you want to get done for you personally?
Yeah, I think continuing to work, you know, on and off the field. You know, learning as much as I can from Chad and Ricky and, you know, continuing to come in here and prepare and watch film and take, you know, what we're doing on the board and in the meeting room out to the practice field and, you know, continue to work on, you know, footwork and making quick decisions and, you know, trying to be the best quarterback that I can be.
What's your impression of Jed so far, and how much has he helped you to make his trip?
Yeah, he's been really good. You know, he's a really good teacher. So, you know, I go in there and meet with him and, you know, go over questions or things that, you know, tips or reminders that he has. And, you know, he's done a great job, and, you know, I've really enjoyed playing for him and, you know, getting coached up by him and Frank as well. They've been unbelievable and helped me out a lot.